Welcome to a new deep dive of the podcast, AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. If you're enjoying these explorations into the world of artificial intelligence, please take a moment to like and subscribe on Apple. And hey, if you're looking to really, you know, level up your AI knowledge and maybe get certified, be sure to check out Etienne's AI certification prep books. There's the Azure AI Engineer Associate Study Guide, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, and the AWS Certified AI Practitioner Exam Study Guide. You can find them all over at djamgec.com. Full links are in the show notes for easy access.
So today on this deep dive, we're tackling a really big one, how artificial intelligence is, well, shaking up the job market, and maybe more importantly, how you can navigate this whole new era of work. You shared with us a really comprehensive ebook, AI and the Job Market, Adapting to a New Era of Work, and yeah, that's our launch pad for today.
That's right. And our mission here really is to distill that ebook down, get to the essential insights. We know you, our listener, you want to grasp these changes like quickly but thoroughly, spot where the opportunities are popping up, and, you know, avoid that feeling of just being completely swamped by all the information out there. You handed us this guide, and together we're going to unpack what it actually means for you, hopefully uncovering some surprising angles and definitely some practical takeaways. Okay, so let's get right into it. AI in the workplace, it's not some like far-off sci-fi thing anymore, is it?
Oh, not at all. AI's footprint is already pretty substantial and is expanding rapidly across, well, a huge array of industries. The ebook points to some key sectors where its influence is really, really being felt. Let's start maybe in manufacturing.
Manufacturing, yeah. You might picture, you know, those robotic arms on assembly lines, the classic image, but it sounds like AI's role is getting a whole lot smarter than just that.
Oh, absolutely. AI is boosting efficiency, yes, but also the quality of products, and it's even sparking new ways of doing things, innovation in manufacturing. Think about something called predictive maintenance, for instance. AI looks at data from sensors on machines, and it can actually forecast when they might break down. So companies can fix things before they break, avoiding those really costly, unexpected shutdowns.
Right. Proactive instead of reactive. Makes sense.
Exactly. And then you've got production process optimization. Machine learning fine-tunes the whole flow, everything from timelines to supply chains, and AI-powered visual quality control. It can spot even tiny imperfections with, well, incredible accuracy, much better than the human eye sometimes.
That's really interesting. The ebook mentions some big players, doesn't it? Companies already seeing these kinds of results.
It does, yeah. Siemens AG, for example, they've managed to cut down on downtime, make their production more consistent using these AI tools. General Electric has seen a real jump in efficiency at their power stations and a significant drop in maintenance costs, like 40% reduction in downtime, 20% in upkeep costs. Pretty big numbers.
Why?
Toyota, too. Big improvements in production, quality control, leading to real cost savings. Fewer defects, something like 30% fewer defects, 20% lower inventory costs. And even tech giants like Foxconn are using AI vision systems to get much better at quality control.
So what does that mean for the people working there?
Well, what's fascinating, and the ebook highlights this, is that AI is often stepping in to handle the more repetitive or, frankly, dangerous tasks, which then frees up the human workers to focus on the more complex stuff, the creative aspects, strategic thinking, and it ultimately makes the workplace safer, too.
So it's less about just replacing people flat out, and maybe more about making the jobs themselves better.
Favor. In many cases, yes. That's a key theme we'll see. Now, what about customer service? That's an area where I think you said you've seen more AI popping up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Chatbots everywhere these days.
Right. Customer service has really been transformed by AI chatbots and these virtual assistants. They can offer support 24/7 instantly, and they're getting much, much better at tailoring their responses, which, you know, can really improve the customer experience when done well.
I've definitely had some mixed experiences, but yeah, they're getting better. The ebook gives some specific examples, doesn't it?
It does. Amtrak's got Julie helping with bookings and updates. Sephora uses chatbots for personalized shopping advice. Bank of America's Erica gives you insights into your account. And platforms like Zendesk are integrating AI agents right into their systems.
So what's the shift for the human agents then?
Well, the big shift is, as AI handles those routine, high-volume questions, the human customer service agents can then focus their energy on the more complicated issues, the ones that need empathy, complex problem-solving, the higher-value interactions, basically.
Okay, so maybe a better experience for us as customers, eventually, and potentially a more engaging role for the people actually doing the support work. Interesting. Finance is another huge area where AI is making waves, isn't it? And speaking of making waves, just a quick reminder, if you're serious about understanding AI, check out Etienne Newman's AI certification prep books at djamgatetech.com. They're really solid resources.
Absolutely. Finance is seeing a huge impact. Think about things like algorithmic trading AI making lightning-fast decisions based on market data. Also, risk management, catching fraud in real time, which is massive, even deciding on loan applications. AI can just crunch enormous amounts of data way faster than any human possible could.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine that's a huge advantage when it comes to spotting things like fraudulent activity almost instantly.
Exactly. And for the people working in finance, AI is automating a lot of those, you know, time-consuming, frankly tedious tasks like data entry, reconciliation, making sure everything balances. This frees them up for more strategic thinking, higher-level advisory work.
And it's creating new jobs, too.
Yes, that's what's really interesting. We're starting to see completely new specialized roles emerge just in finance. Things like AI model developers, people who specifically build these financial models, AI auditors who check them for fairness and accuracy, AI compliance specialists making sure everything follows the ever-increasing regulations.
Okay, so it's clear AI adoption isn't like happening at the same speed or in the exact same way across all these different industries, is it?
No, that's a really key point the ebook makes. You've got sectors like finance and tech often leading the charge, really embracing AI. Manufacturing is seeing a lot of AI through automation, those physical tasks. Customer service is heavily leaning on chatbots. This difference in pace and how AI is being used means workforce adaptation needs quite a bit. It requires really specific, tailored reskilling and upskilling approaches depending on the industry you're in.
That makes total sense. Yeah, not a one-size-fits-all kind of situation at all.
Yeah.
Now, let's zoom in a little. How is AI actually impacting the day-to-day work that, you know, many of us do, regardless of our specific industry?
Right, the daily grind. Well, AI is changing it in several pretty significant ways. We're definitely seeing the automation of those routine tasks we talked about, data entry, scheduling meetings, basic customer service follow-ups. This obviously leads to smoother processes, fewer errors, hopefully, and just generally more efficiency.
And the benefit of that is?
Well, it frees up our time and maybe just as importantly, our mental energy. So we can focus on the more complex problems, be more creative, work on those strategic initiatives that really need human insight and judgment.
So AI is basically taking care of some of the boring bits of our jobs, potentially.
In many cases, yes, that's the promise. And it's also helping us make better decisions. By analyzing these huge data sets, AI can surface insights that were just inaccessible before. We couldn't see the patterns. The ebook also points out this could actually have positive effects on employee engagement, maybe even work-life balance. You know, by taking away those tedious tasks and offering more personalized ways to learn or manage workloads.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Almost too good to be true. The ebook does mention potential downsides too, right?
It does, yeah. It touches on the concern that if AI starts replacing too much human interaction, you know, the water cooler chat, the team brainstorming, that could potentially impact morale. It's about finding the right balance.
Okay.
And the scale of this transformation is, well, it's large. Research suggests a really big chunk of the U.S. workforce, maybe 80%, could see at least 10% of their tasks impacted by these large language models, the tech behind things like ChatGPT. And projections suggest up to 30% of current work hours in Europe and the U.S. could potentially be automated by 2030. And these new generative AI tools are only speeding that up.
Wow. Okay. Those are some really big numbers.
Yeah.
But the ebook makes a really important distinction here, doesn't it? It's not just about jobs disappearing entirely. By the way, if you want to dig even deeper into this whole AI landscape, understand LLMs and generative AI better, make sure to check out Etienne Newman's books on AI certification at djamgattech.com. Really helps clarify these concepts.
Absolutely. That distinction is critical. While there's a lot of talk, maybe hype, about job automation, the reality, according to the ebook and other research, is that it's likely a relatively small percentage of jobs that will be fully automated in the near future, maybe around 5%.
Okay, only 5% fully automated, that's less scary.
Right. The much more common impact is this idea of task augmentation. The estimate there is maybe 60% of occupations have around 30% of their activities that could be automated. So AI becomes more like a very sophisticated assistant. It changes how we do our work rather than completely eliminating the job itself.
Like the manufacturing example.
Exactly. Those workers who are now overseeing robots or focusing on the complex diagnostics the AI systems flag up. So the real emphasis shifts away from just job loss to this idea of job transformation. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the really critical need to get comfortable with these new ways of working alongside AI, and crucially, to develop the right skills for it.
Which leads us right to that big question, doesn't it? The whole job market equation. Displacement, creation, and transformation. It's clearly not as simple as AI comes in, takes all our jobs.
No, it's a really complex picture. You've got worries about job displacement, certainly, and those are somewhat balanced by predictions of new job creation. But the overarching theme, the dominant narrative, really, is one of transformation. Things are changing. Now, there are definitely reasons for concern. You see institutions like Goldman Sachs projecting, you know, potentially 300 million equivalent jobs affected globally. McKinsey talking about maybe 375 million people needing to change careers by 2030.
Wow.
The World Economic Forum points to specific roles like data entry being at risk, maybe 7.5 million lost by 2027. And PwC even found about a quarter of CEOs they surveyed anticipate job cuts, 5% or more, just in 2024 because of generative AI.
Okay, those are definitely some sobering numbers to hear. It's easy to see why people are anxious. But the story doesn't end there, does it? There's another side.
No, it doesn't. The World Economic Forum also predicts a significant number of new jobs being created. Roles like AI and machine learning specialists, they project about a million new jobs like that by 2027. And that same PwC study found that most CEOs, 82%, actually reported that AI either increased or didn't change their headcount.
Oh, interesting. So it's not all cuts.
Right. And we're seeing sectors heavily exposed to AI, often showing productivity growth without massive job losses overall. The WEF actually projects more new roles created, 97 million versus jobs displaced, 85 million by 2025, though those numbers are always shifting.
Okay, so creation and displacement, what's the catch?
The crucial thing to understand, the catch, if you will, is the churn effect. The types of jobs being eliminated, often routine data entry, administrative tasks, are very different from the new roles being created, which often require advanced tech skills and AI, machine learning, data science.
Ah, the skills mismatch.
Exactly. There's a real risk that people whose jobs are displaced might not be able to easily transition into these new emerging roles without significant targeted reskilling. And that's particularly a concern for folks in lower wage occupations, which might be more susceptible to automation. Historical parallels suggest new tech often benefits a different segment of the workforce initially.
So it really, really underscores the need for proactive workforce planning, right? Mm-hmm. Targeted reskilling programs, career transition support. We can't just leave people behind.
Precisely. It needs intentional effort.
Now let's touch on that big debate, mm-hmm. AI versus human capabilities.
Yeah.
There's so much anxiety out there, AI becoming smarter than us, taking over everything, but also a lot of excitement about how it can, you know, augment us, help us. What's the balance?
That's really the heart of the matter, isn't it? The anxieties are understandable. Job displacement is one thing, but there are broader ethical concerns too. Things like bias baked into AI systems from their training data, affecting hiring, loans, even justice. Privacy issues around data collection and potential misuse. Even malicious uses like deepfakes or manipulation. These are real worries. But on the flip side, AI offers these incredible opportunities to augment human intelligence. It can process vast amounts of data to help us make better decisions in research, business, you name it. It automates the tedious stuff, freeing us for creativity and strategy. It can even foster inclusivity through accessibility tools, real-time translation, things like that.
So how do we keep a realistic perspective here?
Well, it's important to remember that what we mostly have now is often called narrow AI. It's really good at specific defined tasks, the kind of sci-fi AI, artificial general intelligence, or AGI, that has human-like consciousness and broad capabilities. That's still very much theoretical. We're not there yet. Maybe never. Who knows?
Okay, so narrow AI is good at specific things. What are humans still better at?
AI really shines in those structured, data-intensive tasks where speed and pattern recognition are key. Humans, however, still hold the advantage in things like creativity, general wisdom, common sense, complex problem solving, especially with incomplete information, contextual understanding, emotional intelligence, that nuance.
So it sounds like the very definition of what constitutes valuable human work is actually shifting because of AI. And if you're looking to gain those valuable future-proof skills, remember to check out Etienne Nomen's AI certification study guides over at djamgatetech.com. Building that foundation is key.
Precisely. The ebook really highlights this. The human skills becoming even more important are things like critical thinking, being able to analyze AI outputs, spot bias, evaluate credibility, asking insightful questions, creativity, obviously, emotional intelligence, understanding and navigating human dynamics, ethical judgment, and complex communication.
So the soft skills are becoming power skills.
Exactly. Research from places like McKinsey confirms this. Growing demand for social and emotional skills, sustained demand for creativity. Our unique value proposition as humans is increasingly found in these higher order cognitive, social, and emotional capabilities. And this has huge implications for education and workforce development, right? We need to actively cultivate these more AI-proof competencies. We might even see a revolarization of human-centric roles.
That's a really key takeaway. The ebook even includes a helpful table, table one, I think, that snapshots the AI impact across manufacturing, customer service, finance. Sure. It lays out the key applications, company examples, how job roles are changing, displacement, transformation, creation, and the new skills needed in each sector. Really ties that section together.
It does. And it leads us right into the next crucial part, how we actually adapt to this AI-driven future. Because it's pretty clear that just, you know, standing by and hoping for the best isn't really a viable strategy here.
Absolutely not. And the first thing that comes to mind, based on everything we've just discussed, is this idea of lifelong learning. It's not just a buzzword anymore, is it?
Definitely not. It's becoming a necessity. Mm. The old model of learning skills once and having a static career,
yeah,
that's becoming obsolete. AI is driving such rapid technological change. The ebook estimates that the core skills needed for many jobs could change by as much as 70% by 2030. That's huge.
70%. Wow.
Yeah. So lifelong learning, continuous upskilling, constantly expanding your abilities, it's now essential for career longevity, for resilience. And it involves both reskilling, learning completely new competencies for different roles, and upskilling, deepening, or broadening your current abilities. Both are critical.
And this isn't just on individuals, right?
Yeah.
Organizations need to step up too. And think about organizations getting AI ready. Etienne Newman's books at djamget.com could be a fantastic resource for teams looking to build foundational AI knowledge.
Exactly. For organizations, being AI ready is becoming a competitive necessity. They need their workforce to have these skills. But the ebook also points out challenges. Employee resistance, fear of becoming obsolete. I think it quoted something like 22% of employees fear losing their jobs to AI.
Understandable fear.
Totally. Which is why clear, empathetic communication from leadership is so important, addressing those fears head on. Now, for individuals, it's about taking proactive steps. First, figuring out what skills you actually need to reskill or upskill in. Self-assessment versus future job requirements, then exploring all the diverse ways to learn online courses, certifications, on-the-job training, even micro-learning. Leveraging AI-powered learning platforms themselves, they can create personalized paths, identify your specific skill gaps, and embracing project-based learning. Getting hands-on experience is invaluable.
It sounds like learning needs to become more of an ongoing habit, integrated into our work lives, not just a separate thing we do occasionally.
Precisely. Adaptability and a commitment to lifelong learning are consistently ranked as top skills for the future. This really shifts the responsibility. It means learning and development departments within companies need to rethink their approach, managers need to support it, but there's also a greater onus on each of us as individuals to drive our own learning journey.
Okay, so we need to keep learning. What kind of specific skills should we be focusing on developing in this AI-powered world?
The ebook helpfully breaks those down into three main categories. You've got the technical skills, then what it calls AI literacy and interaction skills, and finally, those crucial human-centric skills.
Yeah.
You really need a blend of all three.
Makes sense. Tell us about the technical side first.
Okay, technical skills. Data literacy and analysis are becoming foundational. Just understanding how data is collected, organized, interpreted, knowing basic tools like Excel, maybe Tableau or Power BI, even understanding some programming basics can be really helpful. Python is huge in AI. R is used a lot in data science, Java, SQL for databases. It helps you understand how AI models work, maybe debug them, interact with them, customize them. And then having at least a conceptual grasp of AI and machine learning itself. Neural networks, deep learning, generative AI, different types of machine learning. Knowing the names of major frameworks like TensorFlow or PyTorch, you don't need to be an expert coder necessarily, but understanding the concepts is key.
Okay, technical foundations. What about AI literacy and interaction? That sounds new.
It's becoming increasingly important. This includes simply understanding and being comfortable using common AI tools, things like ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot, Google Gemini, Claude. for tasks like research, content generation, summarization. Using these effectively is becoming a baseline skill.
Right, table stakes almost.
Almost. And then there's prompt engineering. This is a really interesting one. It's a skill of crafting effective instructions prompts for AI models to get the specific, accurate, relevant outputs you need. This could become a key differentiator.
Ah, knowing how to talk to the AI effectively. Yeah. Got it. And finally, those human-centric skills, the power skills.
Yes, and these are arguably becoming more valuable, not less, in the age of AI. Critical thinking and problem solving are essential. You need to analyze the AI's output, identify potential bias, evaluate its credibility, decide when and where to use automation strategically. Creativity and innovation generating original ideas, thinking of novel applications for AI, doing tasks that require genuine human ingenuity. AI can assist, but the spark often comes from us.
Makes sense.
Communication and collaboration are vital. Explaining complex AI concepts to non-technical colleagues, working effectively in teams that are a mix of humans and AI systems, strong interpersonal skills remain crucial. Adaptability and agility. Resilience, flexibility, curiosity, that lifelong learning mindset we talked about, being able to navigate constant change, and finally, emotional intelligence. Empathy, understanding social nuances, building rapport, managing team dynamics, crucial for leadership, teamwork, customer-facing roles, areas where AI currently falls short.
So the synergy between these skill types is paramount, right?
Absolutely paramount. The technical skills let you leverage AI effectively. The human-centric skills allow you to guide its application wisely, interpret its outputs critically, mitigate its limitations like bias, and ensure it's used responsibly and ethically. Think of a data scientist. They need the programming skills, the technical chops, but they also need critical thinking to question the data and communication skills to explain their findings to business leaders. You need that holistic development.
Okay, so developing this blend of skills is crucial. Now, a big part of adapting our careers is also about our mindset towards AI, isn't it? The ebook talks about shifting from seeing it as a threat to embracing it as a collaborator. And if you want to collaborate more effectively with AI, truly understanding its capabilities and limitations is key, something Etienne Newman's comprehensive certification prep books at djamgec.com can definitely help you build.
Exactly. That mindset shift is fundamental. Moving away from the fear AI is coming for my job and starting to see it as an incredibly powerful tool, a potential collaborator that can actually make us more capable and more effective.
How does that collaboration work in practice?
Well, AI excels at those routine, data-intensive, repetitive tasks. It handles speed, scale, and accuracy in those domains far better than humans. This, in turn, frees us humans up for that higher-order thinking. Creativity, strategy development, complex problem solving, nuanced communication, ethical oversight, things AI struggles with.
So it's about playing to respective strengths.
Precisely. And this collaborative approach can unlock real innovation. Imagine AI handling complex data analysis to surface hidden patterns, allowing humans to make more informed strategic decisions, or tackling previously intractable problems by combining human intuition and context with AI's processing power. That synergy can lead to breakthroughs.
But making that happen requires effort from organizations, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Leadership plays a huge role here in fostering that collaborative mindset. That means investing not just in the AI technology itself, but also in educating the workforce about it, communicating transparently about AI's impact, its capabilities, and its limitations, creating an inclusive AI culture where employees feel empowered to experiment, learn, and integrate AI into their workflows without fear.
Trust seems really important here.
It's foundational. For employees to truly embrace AI as a collaborator, there needs to be trust and transparency, open communication about how AI is being used, what data it's accessing, how decisions are made, the impact on roles and workflows, addressing data privacy concerns head on. And ethical AI deployment is absolutely crucial for building that trust, involving employees in the AI integration process, soliciting feedback, making them part of the solution.
Otherwise, you just get resistance.
Exactly. Without trust and transparency, you risk resistance, fear, underutilization of the technology, and you miss out on the potential benefits of collaboration. The ebook has another helpful table, table two, I believe, that lays out these essential skills, technical, AI literacy, human-centric, and gives examples of how they apply in this collaborative, AI-driven workplace. It really reinforces that blend we talked about.
It really highlights how that combination is the key to the future of work. Okay, let's look ahead a bit more now, specifically at some of these new AI-powered careers that are starting to emerge. It's not just about adapting existing jobs, but about entirely new roles that frankly didn't even exist a few years ago. Super interesting.
That's absolutely right. We're seeing the dawn of new, specialized professions that sit right at that fascinating intersection of technology, business strategy, and increasingly ethics. The ebook highlights several key emerging roles. For instance, AI trainers. These are becoming really important.
AI trainers, what do they do exactly?
They're the people who prepare the data that AI models learn from. They train the models, think LLMs, chatbots fine-tuning them, ensuring the outputs are accurate, relevant, not biased. They might design conversational flows for chatbots or assess models for ethical risks like bias or potential for misinformation. They collaborate closely with developers, data scientists, and domain experts.
Okay, that sounds critical. What else?
Then you have AI ethics specialists or AI ethics officers. Their job is to develop the ethical frameworks and guidelines for how AI is developed and deployed within an organization. They conduct risk assessments, looking for potential bias or harm, guide responsible AI practices, ensure fairness, transparency, accountability. They navigate regulations, protect privacy. Demand for these roles is growing rapidly across all sectors.
Those sound like incredibly important roles, especially as AI becomes more pervasive. And just thinking, if you're considering a career path like AI ethics, having that solid foundational understanding of AI principles is crucial, something you can definitely build with resources like Etienne Nomann's certification prep books over at dgmgate.com.
They definitely are critical roles. And we also have, of course, data science professionals who are specifically focused on AI. They're the ones designing and implementing the complex algorithms, building, training, deploying machine learning models, analyzing vast data sets to extract insights, make predictions, inform strategic decisions. They need strong skills in Python, R, SQL, big data tools like Hadoop and Spark.
The more traditional tech side of AI.
Right. But then, driven by generative AI, we're seeing the rise of prompt engineers. We touched on this skill earlier. These are the people who become experts at crafting those precise, nuanced, effective prompts to get the best possible results out of generative AI models for text, code, images, whatever it might be. It's critical for maximizing the utility and reliability of these powerful LLMs.
Fascinating, like becoming an expert communicator with the AI.
Exactly. And then there are AI product managers, similar to traditional product managers, but focus specifically on AI-powered products. They define the vision, guide the development lifecycle, deeply understand user needs related to AI features, and ensure the final product delivers real business value and a positive user experience.
Okay, any others the ebook mentions?
Yeah, it touches on other emerging roles too, like AI quality assurance QA analysts who focus specifically on testing the quality, accuracy, and robustness of AI systems. Data curators or labelers who are essential for preparing high-quality training data. Even digital twin specialists managing virtual replicas of physical systems for simulation and optimization using AI.
It feels like there's a common thread here. Many of these roles still involve humans quite centrally.
That's a really insightful observation. The common thread across many of these new roles, AI trainer, ethics specialist, prompt engineer, QA analyst, is the concept of the human in the loop. So even with incredibly sophisticated AI, there's still a critical, often central need for humans to guide, validate, refine, and ensure the responsible and effective operation of these systems. It really broadens the scope of what an AI job looks like. It's not just pure coding or hardcore research anymore. It includes critical evaluation, ethical reasoning, quality assurance, nuanced communication, a much wider range of skills.
So what kind of essential skill sets cut across these different AI careers? It sounds like it's definitely more than just being a coding genius.
It really is a blend, a combination of technical, analytical, and those human-centric skills we keep coming back to. On the techno proficiency side, yes, programming languages like Python, R, Java are often key. Skills in data management, processing, cleaning, wrangling data are crucial. Understanding big data tools. A solid grasp of machine learning, ML, and deep learning, DL, concepts, algorithms, neural networks, sometimes specialization in areas like natural language processing, NLP, computer vision, or robotics, and familiarity with common AML frameworks like TensorFlow, PyTorch.
Okay, the tech foundation. What else?
Strong analytical and mathematical skills are vital. Statistics and probability for evaluating models, making predictions, linear algebra and calculus often underpin how ML models work and are optimized. Problem solving and critical thinking are huge. Designing creative algorithms, logical reasoning for troubleshooting and debugging models, communication and collaboration skills are non-negotiable. Being able to explain complex AI concepts clearly to non-experts. Working effectively in multidisciplinary teams with diverse backgrounds.
Right, can't work in a vacuum.
Absolutely not. Domain knowledge is also increasingly important. Understanding the specific industry or field where the AI is being applied, whether it's healthcare, finance, marketing. Ethical awareness is becoming critical across the board, understanding potential bias, fairness, transparency, accountability issues. And finally, given how fast the field moves, that commitment to continuous learning and adaptability is absolutely essential. You have to keep up.
And it's not just for people starting from scratch in tech, right? You mentioned hybrid professionals.
Yes, that's a really important trend. We're seeing the rise of hybrid professionals, people who combine deep expertise in their existing domain, like medicine, law, art, education, with a solid understanding of AI principles and tools. Think of doctors using AI diagnostics, lawyers using AI for research, artists collaborating with AI tools. It's about leveraging your existing non-technical expertise and augmenting it with AI capabilities. It opens up a lot of pathways.
That makes a lot of sense. It feels more accessible that way. Now, for those people maybe listening right now who are thinking about actually making a career transition into one of these AI-powered fields, what kind of advice does the ebook offer? It can seem like a pretty big, daunting leap. And remember, getting certified in AI can be a great way to signal your commitment and new skills during a transition. Definitely check out Etienne Nomen's prep books at djamgate.com if that's on your radar.
The ebook really emphasizes that a successful transition requires strategic planning, focused skill development, and actually leveraging AI resources themselves to help you navigate the change. A key first step is identifying your existing transferable skills. What skills do you already possess from your current or past roles that could be relevant in an AI-related field? Things like project management, analytical thinking, communication, they're often highly transferable.
And AI can help with that identification.
Interestingly, yes. The ebook mentions AI-powered career coaching tools that can analyze your work history and resume and suggest potential transition pathways based on your existing skill set. For example, suggesting how a project manager's skills map to a role in AI product management or how a researcher's skills align with data analysis.
That's cool. Does it give specific examples of transitions?
It does illustrate some pathways. For example, healthcare professionals like nurses transitioning into health tech roles, perhaps managing AI-powered diagnostic tools or patient monitoring systems. AI career coaching platforms are actually showing success in helping with these kinds of transitions. Or finance professionals moving from traditional roles into AI oversight functions, managing AI-driven trading systems, fraud detection algorithms, or compliance monitoring tools. AI platforms can help uncover these niche opportunities. It even mentions a story, I think it was Paul Estes, a traditional corporate leader who transitioned into advising on new work paradigms involving the gig economy and AI. So paths exist outside purely technical roles too.
Okay, so what are the core strategies for making that transition successful?
Targeted upskilling and reskilling are obviously central. Using AI skill mapping tools to create a personalized learning plan focused on the specific competencies needed for your target role. Pursuing formal learning and certifications can be very valuable. Taking courses, attending workshops, earning professional certifications in relevant areas like AI, ML, data science, or AI ethics provides credible validation of your skills.
Practical experience matters too, I assume.
Hugely important. Gaining practical, hands-on experience is critical. This could involve working on personal AI projects, contributing to open-source AI initiatives, participating in hackathons, or using AI simulation platforms. Building a portfolio. Engaging with the AI community and networking is also key. Joining professional groups, participating in online forums, like the ones we'll mention later, seeking mentorship, learning from others, finding opportunities.
And using AI to help the job search itself.
Yes, leveraging AI for the transition. Using AI tools to optimize your resume so it gets past automated screening systems. Using AI-powered platforms for interview coaching and practice. Even using generative AI to help draft cover letters or application materials. Carefully, of course.
It's pretty empowering, isn't it? AI is both the force driving the change and a tool that can help individuals navigate that change more effectively.
Exactly. AI career coaching, personalized learning paths, application assistance. It puts more power in the hands of the individual making the transition. The ebook includes a really helpful Table 3, I think, that profiles some of these emerging AI-powered careers in more detail. It outlines their primary responsibilities, the key technical and human-centric skills required, and typical backgrounds or pathways into those roles. Very practical.
It sounds like there are some genuinely exciting new possibilities opening up.
Which brings us nicely to the final part of our deep dive today. Thinking more broadly about the future of work and how we can really embrace this collaboration between humans and AI. It feels like it's not just about adapting individually, but about fundamentally rethinking how we work together with these new technologies.
Exactly. The ebook really emphasizes that the optimal path forward isn't human versus machine, but human plus machine, a true partnership that leverages the distinct strengths of both. As we've discussed, AI augments human capabilities. It handles the repetitive, the data-intensive, the computational tasks with incredible efficiency. This, in turn, frees us humans up for creativity, complex problem-solving, strategic thinking, nuanced communication, ethical judgment.
And the results are, well, potentially significant increases in productivity and efficiency. The ebook mentions that sectors adopting AI are seeing substantially higher labor productivity growth, maybe around 5 times higher in some cases. We could also see enhanced decision-making, where AI provides powerful insights from data and humans apply their experience, context, and judgment to make the final call. There's even the potential for improved job satisfaction as people focus on more engaging, less tedious work, and maybe even better work-life balance.
And it fuels innovation, too.
Definitely. This collaboration can be a powerful catalyst for innovation, leading to entirely new products, services, business models that wouldn't have been possible before. But, and this is crucial, achieving this synergistic partnership requires intentional design. It doesn't just happen automatically. It means thoughtfully redesigning workflows, clearly defining the roles and responsibilities for both humans and AI systems, and actively building mutual trust between them.
And the culture needs to support it.
Absolutely. It requires a supportive organizational culture, one that encourages experimentation, continuous learning, and open communication about AI. Leadership really needs to champion this shift. Successful human-AI collaboration is as much an organizational and cultural challenge as it is a technological one. It requires effective change management, process re-engineering, and fostering that collaborative mindset throughout the organization.
So it's not just about plugging in some fancy AI tool and hoping for the best. It needs a really thoughtful, strategic, human-centered approach. The ebook gives some concrete examples of these human-AI partnerships already happening in the real world, doesn't it, to make it less abstract?
It does, yeah, across a range of different industries, showing it's not just theory. In healthcare, for instance, AI is assisting radiologists in analyzing medical images, MRIs, x-rays, CT scans, helping to identify anomalies like early signs of cancer, often with high accuracy. One Stanford study found AI achieved 92% accuracy in diagnoses.
Wow. But the doctor is still involved.
Critically involved. The human radiologists review the AI's findings, apply their clinical expertise and knowledge of the patient's history, and make the final diagnosis and treatment decisions. It increases their confidence, maybe speeds things up, and gives them more time for patient interaction. Similarly, AI analyzes patient data to suggest personalized treatment plans, especially in complex fields like oncology. But physicians use those AI insights alongside their deep medical knowledge and judgment.
Okay, healthcare is a great example. What about finance?
In finance, we see AI algorithms processing vast amounts of market data, identifying potential trends and trading opportunities much faster than humans possibly could. But human traders use those AI-generated insights alongside their own experience, intuition, and understanding of broader economic or geopolitical factors to make the final strategic decisions and manage risk. And AI systems monitor transactions constantly, flagging suspicious patterns indicative of fraud, which are then escalated for human review and investigation.
Even creative fields are using AI now.
Yes, absolutely. In music composition and production, artists are using AI tools, things like Traxy, Magenta Studio, even ChatGPT to generate initial ideas like beats, melodies, or even lyrical fragments. The human artist then refines, arranges, and builds upon those AI suggestions. In visual arts and design, artists use AI image generation tools, maybe you've heard of Deep Dream or Midjourney, to explore different styles, generate variations on a theme. The human artist directs the process, curates the outputs, and infuses the work with meaning and intent.
Fascinating. In manufacturing, we touched on that earlier.
Right. In manufacturing, we have collaborative robots or cobots designed to work safely alongside human workers. They handle the physically demanding, repetitive, or hazardous tasks like assembly or material handling. This allows human workers to focus on tasks requiring adaptability, complex problem solving, fine-tuned quality control, or process optimization. Cobots can even learn from human demonstrations. These human-machine teams can significantly reduce production times, sometimes up to 50%, while maintaining or even improving quality.
And education, too.
Yes, education is another interesting area. AI-powered intelligent tutoring systems, ITS, like AutoTutor, can provide personalized learning experiences for students. They adapt to individual pace and learning style, offer immediate feedback, adjust difficulty levels. Studies show these can lead to significant learning gains, maybe up to 15 percentile points.
So the teacher's role changes.
It potentially allows teachers to be augmented. If AI tutors handle some of the routine instruction, practice exercises, and assessment, teachers are freed up to focus on higher-level guidance, fostering critical thinking skills, providing social and emotional support, things humans excel at.
So across all these examples, the key is leveraging complementary strengths.
Yeah. Exactly. Success hinges on understanding and leveraging what each does best. AI brings scale, speed, pattern detection capabilities, tireless operation. Humans bring context, ethical judgment, creativity, empathy, the ability to navigate ambiguity and complexity. Think of the radiologist example. AI spots subtle patterns humans might miss. The human doctor interprets those findings in the context of the whole patient. Or the finance example. AI processes market data at scale. The human analyst provides strategic oversight and considers factors beyond the data. That synergy is powerful.
It really does point a more hopeful picture for the future, this idea of a potentially more fulfilling and maybe even more equitable job market emerging from effective human-AI collaboration. And speaking of building a hopeful future in the age of AI, if you're looking to solidify your own skills and understanding, be sure to check out Etienne Newman's AI certification prep books over at djamcantech.com. They cover Azure, Google Cloud, and AWS AI certifications.
The ebook certainly offers that optimistic perspective as a possibility. It highlights AI's potential to actually improve the quality of jobs. By automating the tedious, the physically demanding, the dangerous tasks, it could free people up for more engaging, creative, strategic, and ultimately more human roles. This could lead to increased job satisfaction, a greater sense of purpose and work, maybe even better work-life balance in the long run.
And potentially narrow inequality gaps.
There's some research cited that suggests AI could disproportionately boost the productivity of lower-skilled workers, which might potentially help narrow some existing skill and wage gaps. That's a hopeful outlook. However, and this is a big however, the ebook strongly emphasizes that achieving this kind of equitable future is not guaranteed. It requires us to actively address the significant ethical considerations surrounding AI and employment. We need to promote fairness in how AI is used for hiring, promotion, performance management, and termination decisions.
How do we do that?
Through a focus on transparency in how AI systems work, accountability for their outcomes, rigorous methods for detecting and mitigating bias, robust data privacy protections, and ensuring workers have clear information and avenues for appeal if they believe an AI-driven decision was unfair. Human oversight is key.
And policy has a role too.
A crucial role. Policy decisions made by governments, educational institutions, and even labor unions negotiating AI's role in workplaces will be critical. We need frameworks that support worker adaptation through upskilling initiatives, provide adequate social safety nets for those displaced, and potentially explore ways to share the economic benefits generated by AI more broadly. Companies themselves need to adopt human-centric AI strategies, prioritizing employee well-being and augmentation over simple replacement wherever possible.
So the future isn't predetermined.
Not at all. The quality of the future job market really depends on the choices we make now in guiding AI's development and deployment. We need to ensure it aligns with human values and societal benefit. So while a hopeful outlook is possible, it requires proactive measures. Strong ethical frameworks, inclusive policies, corporate strategies that mitigate bias and disparities. If transitions aren't managed equitably, there's a real risk of ending up with an even more polarized job market.
It's a powerful reminder that we all have a role to play.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect segue into the final section, the call to action. The ebook encourages us to be proactive and informed as we navigate this AI-driven future, and it points to resources to help.
Absolutely. It really stresses the importance of empowering yourself through continuous learning and adaptation. And the good news is there's a wealth of accessible, often free or low cost, resources available from academic institutions, tech leaders, and other organizations. It lists a wide variety of online courses and learning platforms, places like Microsoft Learn, which has a whole AI skills initiative with learning paths for different roles, even an AI trainer toolkit. Google offers AI courses covering generative AI concepts and applications. You can find courses from top universities on platforms like edX. Harvard has an introduction to AI with Python, for instance. Coursera hosts popular specializations from deeplearning.ai on things like prompt engineering for ChatGPT and LLMs. There's also the Elements of AI course, great for non-experts. And platforms like Udacity offer nano degrees in data science, AI product management, AI for business leaders, loads of options.
Certifications too.
Yes, it mentions professional certifications as a way to validate skills. Stanford offers an AI graduate certificate.
NVIDIA's Deep Learning Institute has specialized training, and all the major cloud providers, AWS, Google Cloud, Azure, offer well-regarded certifications in AI and machine learning. These can be really valuable credentials.
It sounds like AI education is becoming much more accessible.
It really is. There's a democratization happening. The challenge, as the ebook notes, can be navigating this vast landscape of resources and also validating the skills acquired. Apparently, only about a third of enterprises feel confident in employees' self-reported AI skills.
Okay. So how do we address that?
It highlights the growing need for standardized assessments, widely recognized certifications like the ones mentioned, and perhaps more emphasis on building project portfolios to tangibly demonstrate your capabilities.
Okay, so lots of resources for individuals. But it's not just an individual effort, right? The ebook mentions broader organizations championing AI literacy and reskilling.
Yes, it emphasizes that this is really a collective endeavor. It involves global initiatives, think tanks, governments, research institutions, and industry leaders all playing a part. It highlights global groups like the World Economic Forum, WEF, known for their Future of Jobs report, and initiatives like Teach AI, which focuses on AI in education. Organizations like Equal AI are focused on responsible AI governance and promoting AI literacy through podcasts and workshops.
What about governments?
Governments are getting involved too. The U.S. has worker training programs like WIOA, and the GSA has an AI community of practice for federal employees. The U.K. is positioning itself as a major AI hub and investing in university programs, recognizing significant reskilling needs. Research institutions like McKinsey Global Institute, Brookings, NBER, the Kenan Institute, JFF, they're all doing crucial work analyzing AI's impact and informing policy debates. And major industry players, Microsoft, Google, IBM, NVIDIA, Amazon, Siemens, they're not just developing the tech, they're also providing significant resources for upskilling AI literacy programs, often partnering with educational institutions.
So it's a whole ecosystem working on this.
Exactly. The ebook stresses the need for a coordinated ecosystem approach. Governments providing funding, strategic direction, ethical guardrails, educational institutions adapting curricula, nonprofits and industry groups driving literacy efforts, advocacy, collaboration, research providing foundational knowledge. A collaborative approach across all these players is essential for an effective, inclusive, and equitable transition. The ebook encourages listeners to engage with these efforts where possible.
And finally, the ebook encourages all of us, listeners included, to actively join the conversation and participate in shaping this future of work together. It's not something that just happens to us.
Exactly. Because the collective wisdom, the diverse perspectives of many people, are invaluable as we navigate the complexities and uncertainties of AI's impact. The ebook specifically suggests engaging in discussions and joining relevant communities. It mentions the OpenAI Forum as a place for dialogue on AI literacy and aligning tech with human values. The GSA AI Community of Practice is great for U.S. government employees, but there are also countless industry-specific forums, LinkedIn groups, local meetups, professional organizations focused on AI or its impact in specific fields. Finding your community is key.
And sharing our own experiences matters.
Definitely. Sharing your personal insights, your concerns, your learnings, it's incredibly valuable, whether it's on relevant online platforms within your professional network or in your workplace. Contributing to the collective understanding is important because this AI transition is a shared learning process for everyone. Sharing successes, challenges, lessons learned helps us all navigate it better. It also encourages advocating for responsible AI practices and supportive policies, whether within your own organization, supporting broader policy initiatives for worker transition and safety nets, or just contributing thoughtfully to the public discourse.
So connecting with others makes a real difference.
It really amplifies individual adaptation efforts. Connecting with communities of practice fosters resilience, accelerates learning, helps you stay abreast of the rapidly changing trends and best practices. It's a call to action that really goes beyond just individual upskilling. It's about embracing community, shared learning, and potentially collective action to shape the future we want. And the ebook includes one final table, Table 4, that summarizes many of these key resources for AI upskilling and literacy online courses, certifications, communities, nonprofits, government resources, research reports with brief descriptions. Just remember to verify the website links as things change quickly online.
Okay, so let's try to wrap things up then. The big picture seems to be AI is transforming the world of work, no doubt about it, through both automation of some tasks and augmentation of our human abilities. Adapting successfully requires a real commitment to lifelong learning. Developing that crucial blend of technical know-how and uniquely human-centric skills, and importantly, embracing a collaborative mindset when working with AI.
That's a great summary.
And while this transformation is creating exciting new career possibilities, it's absolutely crucial that we remain vigilant about the ethical considerations and proactively work towards shaping a future of work that is not only productive, but also equitable and fulfilling for everyone.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, for those looking to get a solid footing and maybe even certify your skills in this evolving world of AI, Etienne Newman's AI certification prep books are a fantastic resource, covering Azure AI Engineer, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, and AWS AI Practitioner, all available at djamgaytech.com. The links are right there in the show notes.
Exactly. And just to reiterate that call to action from the ebook, we really encourage you, the listener, to explore the resources we've mentioned today, get involved in the conversations happening around AI and the future of work, and actively think about how you can adapt your own skills and contribute to shaping a positive future.
Absolutely. And on that note, here's a final thought to leave you with, something to ponder. Considering the rapid evolution of both AI and the job market, what unique human skill do you personally believe will become the most valuable and sought after in the next decade? And more importantly, how can you start cultivating that skill starting today? Definitely something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today on AI Unraveled.